Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night, Friday, November 28th, 2025. Full swing of Black Friday in the holiday season. Last Friday in the month of November, November 28th, 2025. 15 minutes past the hour, joined in studio by Matt Morgan, and soon to be joined via telephone by his sister.
Nope.
See, I don't understand why this is.
Well, I think she's actually busy. I called her. She didn't even answer.
Oh, you called her?
Yeah, on break.
Okay. What if she calls back?
Well,
I thought you were close.
She's probably, like, busy.
You're sitting there doing her homework, and when the phone rang, she couldn't have leaned over and picked that up.
She might be sleeping.
Sleeping now. Sleeping at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, she's a college person. That's what college people do.
Yeah, I know all the college kids that I went to school with were in bed by 9 o'clock on Friday.
I don't know what she's doing.
Let me tell you a little story about the holidays here. So Wednesday night, the night before Thanksgiving Eve, there was somebody who I had not talked to in like a month and a half. Now, I was just busy. I wasn't particularly avoiding this person. But I got a free moment on Wednesday night. And they had said, like the day before, they had said Happy Thanksgiving. And so I decided to return the favor on Thanksgiving Eve when things had settled down and I didn't have to be up early the next morning. And I said, Happy Thanksgiving to you. And then it turned into a drama, which is why I think I had not talked to that person in a little while. So no good deed goes unpunished.
So, were they just upset that you took so long to respond?
I think they harbored it. I think they harbored it. Because I think that's what that whole conversation was. That, you know, because it was a, I don't understand. It just went downhill. It was a bad conversation. And I don't understand why it was a bad conversation. Because I said, I thought this is what you wanted me to do. Respond. And then they brought up that I had not responded. It was a whole thing. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, we all know you're talking about Abby.
Well, no, I don't want to say any names.
Right, yeah, we don't want to say any names.
Now, why do you think I have a tumultuous relationship with her?
Because you just like getting her mad?
Well, no, I don't think I got her mad. I think that she's fine, as far as I know.
You're going to get her to bring martinis to the fruitcake party?
Martinis?
We're really upgrading this year.
Hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate. Well, I don't know. If she wants to, she can. But, you know, frankly, she complains about it every year. See, that's the problem. You guys just think she's all sweet and nice and great and, oh, she brings the hot chocolate.
And you know Matt's going to be there.
Well, of course. That's right.
Yeah.
Likes drinking. But you think she's all sweet and nice and friendly. And then she'll, oh, you forced me into this and you told people I was going to do this. See, that's the side that I get to see.
I don't know. I think she's a sweet girl. What? On radio, and you pick on her too much.
No, listen, first of all, I'm not even saying it's
You're
her.
You're lucky she's not my girlfriend, or I'd punch you in the nose or something.
Well, listen, so Larry Barnett, let's talk about that.
No.
First of all,
set my door off. I got to hang
Okay. Bye-bye. Phone lines are open. See, everybody's awake tonight. 740-383-9944. Should I not have responded with Happy Thanksgiving? Well, maybe I shouldn't have.
That's what I would have responded with.
Then it turned into a whole thing. You haven't responded in months. You haven't reached out. Blah, 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 blah.
Have they reached out?
Like a couple times.
And you didn't respond?
I was busy.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I might have to side with the other person on this one.
But I didn't say anything negative. It was no particular reason.
But you didn't say anything. That's the problem.
Yeah, but what was I supposed to say? Yeah, gotcha.
I'm busy.
Okay. Well, I think that comes off a little rude.
I'm busy. I'll talk to you later.
But so. I finally responded.
Apparently, like 3 days later or something.
No, no. I think it came Tuesday. And then I responded. But I don't think that I'm at fault here. Again.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it takes that long to send a message.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, you could like not respond for like 4 hours, but I mean, I don't know why. It just seems hard to believe that you couldn't get to a message in a whole day.
Well, honestly, I forgot about it because other messages pop up, and I think it just went down the line, and then I realized, okay, I need to respond to that. It's almost Thanksgiving now.
I don't know.
But she claimed there was no hostility, but yet there was clearly hostility.
Well, I mean, it sounds to me like you were the one who wasn't responding. It sounds to me like you had the
but
hostility.
But I did respond.
No, because apparently before the well, I mean, because you said after you said Happy Thanksgiving, this person was like, oh, well, you know, you haven't responded. You haven't.
Yeah, brought that up, threw it in my face.
Okay, well, it sounds to me like you're the one who hasn't responded. Meaning you're.
Why
the one-
does it matter?
Because if they're trying to talk to you and you don't even respond, I think that's reasonable.
No, I don't think that's true. Because I did respond. Why wait for me to respond to then unload?
How many times did they reach out and then you just didn't respond?
I don't know. One time was negative, so I wasn't going to answer the negative response. Because I felt that would just deteriorate into a bad thing.
That could have been your response.
No, you think it'll go that way, but it never goes that way.
Well, I mean, at that point, you've said what you need to say, so just at that point, you can...
But they still, this week, were sending messages. Just wanted to say Happy Thanksgiving to you, and I thought it was nice of me to return the message and say Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, it sounds to me like you're the one carrying a grudge.
About what?
Oh, you were the one not responding. They were reaching out to you, so
I did respond. Do you not get the part of this story where I responded?
But it sounds to me like you didn't. Before the Happy Thanksgiving text.
Well, okay. But there was no grudge. I think there was a message about something that was negative, and I did not want to have... We'd had that conversation 50 times, and I didn't want to have that negative conversation, so I just avoided that. And then there was silence for a while, and then there was Happy Thanksgiving, and I did respond to that one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, that's the way it went.
I don't know.
So when she said Happy Thanksgiving, I should have said nothing again, because it was just bait to get into a conversation about... not talking, like, for a month.
You know, when I leave somebody undelivered for a long period of time, intentional or not intentional, usually I'll say, sorry, I didn't see your message. Because if
I'll send that tonight.
Because if it's intentional, then I'm not going to tell you that I was just not... That I was just avoiding responding. But
oh, by the way, I don't...
accidental, then I truly did just not see your message.
I didn't see the message.
Yeah...
I didn't. I didn't see the message.
I don't know about that.
Why would I avoid this person and then say Happy Thanksgiving to them on the Thanksgiving Eve? I had other things to do on Thanksgiving Eve than wish this person a Happy Thanksgiving. And then I had to have a whole little dissertation conversation with them about everything. And then they got all snooty about that at the end.
It sounds to me like they're trying to figure out what the problem is.
Well, there is no problem.
Well, it sounds to me like there's a problem.
There's no problem.
I don't know about that.
I know when this person talks that they contradict themselves. And in the conversation, I said, do you ever read what you write? Because you are... At one point, I said... because they asked me if there was anything wrong. Why I had not responded to them. And I said, let your mind rest easy. There's nothing wrong. And then she said, my mind was not uneasy. And I'm thinking, then why are we talking about this? if she was not bothered by it. And then she said she was bothered. And I said, so, okay, you're uneasy, but you're not, you're bothered, but you're not uneasy, and blah, 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 blah. Then she got real, there was like a snooty line at the end. I can't do this. Happy Thanksgiving. I thought, geez, Louise.
Yeah, I don't know.
Drama, drama, drama.
I think I might have to be on the other person's side.
Well, of course you're going to be on the other person's side because you're wrong.
I don't think that's the case. Yeah, I think that you probably did see the messages and you didn't respond.
Why would I do that?
Why wouldn't you do that?
There's nobody I wouldn't respond to. I respond to everybody.
Apparently not.
Not if it's negative. I'm not going to respond to a negative. Because I know that this person wants to have an argument. And they believe they're right about this. And I know they're not. So why have that argument? I just avoided an argument. One time. That's it. I wasn't angry about it. I just did not want to have the same conversation that we'd had 50 times.
Then, I mean, you could have said that. I mean, you could have
responded. That would have started an argument. I'm telling you. Happy Thanksgiving deteriorated in an argument.
It's because you didn't respond the first time.
I did respond to Happy Thanksgiving the first time.
No, apparently. Well, before that.
Before what?
Before the Happy Thanksgiving.
The negative remark? No, I didn't respond to the negative
remark.
Yeah,
I understand that. Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to. No, I don't want to have that conversation.
Well, it sounds to me like you didn't respond because you didn't want to have that conversation.
But I wasn't mad. I wasn't holding it. Why would I be holding a grudge if for what?
I figured you could have reached out. They could have reached out. Apparently they did.
You know, I'll tell you an interesting conversation I had the other day. I was talking with the kids at the Kroger.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And I was telling them my theory on, because they were talking about love in their young life. And I said, you know, at times you have to tell people you love them.
You're wrong.
Well, you don't even know what I've said yet.
Well, I think we've had the conversation.
No, well, see, exactly. So why have it again? See, now you're as bad as that other person.
You see, yeah, but I said it. I think we've had this conversation.
No, but I told it to the kids is the point I'm... And the kids, they were, oh, you blah, blah.
Yeah!
And I said, you people are like 16, 17 years old. You haven't told anybody anything. Listen, you have to lie. Sometimes you have to lie, you have to be dishonest.
I don't think that's
because
the case.
These people want to hear. Oh, and they love everybody. They don't love everybody.
I don't think that's the case.
What is the big deal with that? They acted like it was some kind of big thing.
You're lying to them.
There's people in this world who just want to hear it. I'm telling you, people
don't lie
make it up
to
all,
them.
They make it up all the time.
Don't lie.
People
to
make
them.
It up all the time.
I'm sure they do, but they shouldn't. Say thank you, or don't say anything.
Okay.
Or my favorite.
If
one,
I had just lied
hit
about
him with, you can.
You can?
Yeah.
You can what?
If someone says I love you and you don't love them back, you just say you can. Like you can, as in like you are allowed to do that.
Okay.
Yep.
You know, and that goes where?
I mean, it's just funny. It's just a funny way to say the same thing.
All I'm saying is, people lie all the time. I sit like these pictures on Thanksgiving. They all get, oh, we're all happy. No, I know that's just a load of crap, but that's fine.
Oh, no, I love Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's great.
No. They put the pictures out. You know, it's like a birthday or a Mother's Day or all that.
I don't think we took any pictures.
Oh, maybe you were having a good time.
We were having a good time.
Right, but if you're not having, if you're bored, if you have time to stop and make these ridiculous posts.
I mean, I agree with that. I mean, like. You know, I've always thought that, like, you know, if you're having a good time, who in their right mind is going to be like, you know, this is such a good time that I'm going to stop what I'm doing right now, take out my phone, make everybody stop what everybody else is doing so we can stop doing things to take a picture.
Exactly. And then you post it.
I think that's, yeah.
Telling us how wonderful your time was.
Disingenuous.
Exactly. So, yeah, I looked at some of those yesterday because they were in my news feed, and I thought, okay, well, that's a load of garbage, but okay.
I mean, I guess we could have taken, like, a group photo at the end or something.
Yeah, but does this really show me happiness?
I think it just shows you that everybody got together for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Yep.
Whatever people want to do. All I'm saying is I don't believe it.
It's weird. There's a lot of, like I said, there's a lot of babies now. I'm not a fan of that.
Well, here's my thing. The further I get away from people in life, the more I realize that I really didn't like them at all to begin with.
The further you get away from people.
Yeah, the further you're away from people. You know, when you're first not around.
In general?
Yeah. When you first are not around somebody, you think, oh, well, you know, that's interesting. You know, they were here for this thing last year. But you get it like a year or two in there, and then you realize that you really didn't like them at all. And you're kind of glad they're no longer there.
I think that's a coping mechanism.
Coping with what?
I mean, obviously you liked them at some point, otherwise you wouldn't have spent all that time with them.
Oh, that's not necessarily true.
Oh,
not really.
Well, I'm certainly not spending a lot of time with people I don't like. I'm trying to hustle out of conversations with people I don't like. I mean, there's not many of them, I guess.
Well, who do you not like?
I mean, there are people.
You've never been around somebody who you thought, well, you know, okay, but this is not really somebody I like.
Like, I mean, as far as what, I guess.
Anybody.
Just like friends?
Whatever.
If I spent any significant amount of time with you, I'd assume I like you. Otherwise, why am I spending a significant amount of time with you unless I'm mandated to be there? Like school, there's all kinds of people I spent plenty of time with at school that I didn't necessarily
When you're around them, I think you have confused yourself into thinking that you are liking the time.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, I mean, there are people at, like, work, I guess, that, like, I don't necessarily dislike them, but it's more like there are people who I would hang out with outside of work, and there are people who I would not hang out with outside of work. I mean, it's about like that.
No, what I'm saying is that there are
like
people...
Like genuine dislike?
I don't know if you dislike them. I'm just saying you are okay with them not being there anymore, and you realize that the time when they were there was...
Specifically like significant others?
I don't know. It could be. But it doesn't have to be.
I don't know. I think if I spent any significant amount of time with you, I assume I liked you at some point. Otherwise...
Oh, yes. I think at the time, you probably thought you did like them. But what I'm talking about is upon reflection, you realize that that was not the best time. That this is it's better without them.
No, I mean, I've talked to people in the past who like the thing, you know, the situation didn't work out, and then, you know, I mean, like, looking back on it, I guess, I mean, I've been, like, you know, dodged a bullet with that one, but, like, it's never been, like, I mean, it was never like, yo, well, I mean, I didn't like them when I was talking to them.
Well, no, of course you had some kind of interest in them when you were talking to them. I'm saying you realize, upon reflection, that was not the best time.
What's the best time?
Not then.
Like, the best time in general?
Yeah, I think, yeah, because you look at things now and you say, oh, this is fun.
I mean, I guess I haven't been around all that long, but I mean, I think most days are about the same.
Oh, see, mine are different. Like, I look back on times a few years ago, or sometimes 10 years ago, and I think, you know, that was probably not the best time. But at the time, I thought it was okay.
Well, I mean...
I think a lot of times you're in situations because of circumstance. Much more than you really want to be in them. Now, they're not god-awful. But it's like the person who is abused. 90% of people who are abused by others go back. Now, I don't think they go back because they think that's the best time in their life. But they go back because it's what they're used to. Now, upon reflection, if they ever leave, I think they look back and say, well, that was probably not the best time.
I don't think that's the same circumstance.
Well, it's
at
exactly
all.
The same circumstance.
No.
Yeah.
No, you see, because one, there's a whole power dynamic and I don't know, Stockholm syndrome or something. Stockholm syndrome is like kidnapping, I think. But
no.
Anyways, I mean,
at
like
some
you
point,
you are like
at some point they made the decision to be around that person. Did they not?
Yeah, but see, you don't.
There you go.
But you don't start getting beat at the very beginning.
No, exactly. That's what I'm saying. When you first met the person, you probably didn't think they were awful. But as time progressed, you realized time with them was not great. And now that you're not around them, it's better.
I don't know.
Oh, so everybody's great. You got to think. Got to look back on everything. Why don't you, if you're married 6 or 7 times like some of these people? Oh, well, the third was great. The second was wonderful. The first was perfect. That's not reality. But at the time, they would have said it was, and I think they believe that. So how do you explain that one?
Marriages? Like multiple marriages?
Well, those are people in your life.
Like, I'm confused. Okay, what? So what's
okay, so anybody you've ever been around in your life, you have to look back on and think that that was great because you were in it for a period of time.
Oh, no.
That's all I'm saying. What's so hard to understand about that?
You don't have to think it was great.
What's what you said? You said, well, you must think it's great because it's a coping mechanism because at the time...
That's not what I said.
What'd you say?
I mean, I said it sounds like a coping mechanism.
To cope with what?
Well, it sounds to me like you lost somebody. You're no longer talking to somebody.
They're not dead.
I understand.
Okay, there you go.
It sounds to me like you left on bad circumstances.
Or somebody left on bad circumstances. No, I don't think you always leave on bad circumstances.
I feel like we had a conversation once where you disagreed, and you said that all relationships end in bad circumstances.
Oh, I think there's a bad moment, but you talk to the people. I mean, it passes.
I don't know, I mean, there are a lot of people who I don't hang out with consistently anymore, but if I was doing nothing and they were like, you want to hang out? I'd be like, yeah.
No,
I ain't got nothing else to do.
Well, maybe it's boredom.
I mean, if I had something better to do, I probably wouldn't be hanging out with you, would I?
Okay, so the relationships that you've been in your life, you think were all great. Because if they're not great, why would you have been in them at the time?
No, I said that I liked the person at the time. Otherwise, I probably
at the time.
Otherwise, I probably wouldn't have spent a significant amount. Yeah, but I don't have any ill will towards anybody.
No ill will. Who said ill will?
you're acting like it.
No, I'm just saying you realize that was not the best time. That now is significantly better.
See, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Okay, so you think the best time was when you were with them.
No, I don't know about that.
If now is better, you're just having a coping mechanism to get over that person who's longer there.
I think hindsight is just, I mean, I don't know, there's a whole term for it in Latin, basically just
you're not
like,
making any sense. This is about like that conversation with your sister.
What do you mean?
You're not making any sense.
Obviously, if I spent a lot of time around you, I liked you at some point.
Right, I agree with that.
Okay.
But upon reflection and not being around them anymore.
Yeah, I don't dislike you. There's just
who said dislike?
I mean, if I had nothing else to do, I'd probably hang out with that person.
But oh, not me.
But like.
No.
But like.
No.
I mean, you'd rather be bored than hang out with somebody.
No, I'd have no intention to be around that person right now. If I saw them.
Sounds like ill will!
No, I realize that they are,
That sounds like ill will.
No, it just wouldn't be fun.
Because
I realize at the time it probably was not all that fun. You fool yourself into things.
I think you're fooling yourself into believing it wasn't all that fun.
Okay, well, I was there. I remember.
Apparently not. Otherwise, you wouldn't have done it.
No, I do.
Otherwise, you wouldn't have done it for so long or however long.
No, sometimes it's okay, why do you think people get divorced?
Because they don't like each other.
Well, then why were they in that thing to begin with?
Because people get into marriages too fast. Look, I have
people are married for years.
I understand.
So if you find out that somebody is, let's say, having an affair.
Well, nobody wants to get divorced.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I don't know. I think that... I mean, I don't know. I've never been in a marriage, and I've never really known anybody.
I don't even know what you're arguing here. I don't understand the point. So everybody you ever spend time with in your life, the theory must be that you had to have liked them at the time, and if you say you don't now, it's a coping mechanism because they're no longer there.
No, I guess not.
Then what are you saying?
I don't know when... I'm confused.
All I said, it was a very simple statement, is that as time goes along in life, you look back at the way things were at one point, and you realize that that was probably not the best situation to be in, and now is a better situation. That's all.
It was the best situation at the time, otherwise you probably wouldn't have been in the situation. And then when it was no longer the best situation, you left for a better situation.
How do you know at the time?
Well, I assume
that's the only thing going on.
Well, I assume you're probably not having a grand old time, so you figure out, well, no. I could probably do something else with my
Listen,
time.
Listen, some people are okay some days, and other days, not so much.
See, that's why I think people just shouldn't get married.
Well, I'm not talking about marriage.
Don't. I think people, see, you got to spend too much time with that person.
I don't care what people do.
I think,
So do they have to feel the same way about me then? I mean, if I make the... Well, they were around me at some point in their lives, so now they have to have... They must be missing me. Because, obviously, that was a good time at some point.
I mean, you don't have to miss them.
Well, what are you... See, now you make no sense. So whatever they're in now, it's a coping mechanism because I am no longer there.
No. I think I messed up because I said coping mechanism. Okay. But no, I mean, I don't think you should look back and be like, that was a bad time.
Oh, sometimes you do. Well, what? You'd still be in it if it was good.
Maybe. The grass isn't always greener on the other side.
All I know is there's just some losers for sure. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Matt. Two people are married don't always spend a lot of their time together. You got jobs. You got kids come along the way. The other person has to babysit the kids while the other person's at work, run them back and forth from their doings. You spend more time with the girl now, and you're going.
You gotta
to
come home every day to the same person and have the same conversation for the rest of your life. That sounds like a lot.
You guys might not see each other but two or three times a week.
Does what I'm saying make any sense to you? Have you ever looked back on something and said, "Well, you know, that probably was not the best thing at the time. This is a much better time." Is that hard to understand?
No.
Okay, well, why is it such a conversation tonight?
I just told you about the question with, you know, you keep wanting me to tell you about Larry Barnett. You know, at the time, it probably wasn't a good question to really ask him, too, so.
But over time, you've forgiven Larry Barnett.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. But at the time, you thought that was the best question to ask. But upon reflection, you now realize that that's not the best question to ask.
Oh, I knew it probably wasn't the best question to ask. You know, I'm just being smart ass, too, so.
There you go.
You know, but he thought I was a little rich boy, probably, you know. You know, Daddy always wiped his ass for him and whatever.
I don't think, Larry. What was
the... I was driving a 1981 Corvette.
Yeah, but for God's sake, what was the question? I just wonder what the question was.
I just want to tell you that, Matt. Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. I don't know why this question for Larry Barnett is such a hot-button point.
I don't remember the question.
I'll tell you, a picture can trigger that sometimes.
Trigger what?
Like, you'll see a picture of somebody now, and you go, whoo, dodged a bullet there.
Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah, there you go.
I said that before. I said that in this conversation. Yeah, I've, you know.
So what is the difference in what I'm saying?
I'd still be friends with those people.
If I saw them, I would talk. But I don't spend amounts of time with them.
Well, I'd hang out with them.
Oh, not me.
If I had nothing else to do, what else am I doing? I like people.
See, for example, like I never liked going to other people's families' houses. But I did it because that's what you're supposed to do. Now, I look back on that now, and I think I was not having a good time. At the time, I probably wasn't having a good time. But you fool yourself into believing you are, because that's the thing to do.
I don't know. It sounds like, I don't know. That's what sounds like the cope. Now I get it. Yes, now I remember. Because you're making it sound like you never had a good time with that person.
No, upon reflection, I realized that it was really not a good time.
Yeah, but no, I mean, I had good
times. I don't want to go to their favorite place.
I had good times with those people.
I'm sure there were good times.
Otherwise, I wouldn't have hung out with those people.
I agree. There were probably good times, but I don't want to do it again.
If there were good times once, they're going to be good times again.
No, because there were also bad times. And I don't want to... You take the yin with the yang.
That's how life works.
No. Because right now, there's no problem.
What? We just had a whole conversation about how there was a problem with somebody who sent
like
a happy Thanksgiving
you.
Message.
When
what
you,
are you talking about?
What? Oh, that's another person who clearly...
You just said there was no problem. That's a problem.
No, I don't have a problem with them.
It sounds like you do.
How do I have a problem with them?
Oh, my gosh.
Why? Well, what's the problem?
You didn't respond because they said a negative message. You could have just...
Not to me.
You could have just said...
Not to me. They want to have an argument about themselves.
You just
and
said,
I, didn't want to do
I don't
that.
Want to talk about it. You could have said anything. You didn't say anything. I'm sure you saw the message.
Matt is doing a great job being the adult in this conversation. Well, I don't know. Listen, sorry.
It sounds to me like you're performing mental gymnastics.
Oh, you know what? I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, you had good times with that person.
Yeah, it's great. I'm coping.
I don't think in hindsight you just.
Yeah, they were wonderful.
I don't think in hindsight you were just like, oh yeah, it was. I was just tricking myself into thinking it was all
yeah.
fun.
Well, no, that's what you said.
No, I enjoyed times with those people. They just like I like I said, I'd hang out with them again. There were people who I looked at and was like, ooh, dodged a bullet there because like it's.
Oh no, you can't say that.
It's mainly people I've been either in a relationship with or talked to. I'd hang out with those people again. They're fine people.
I have no idea what you just said. What? You said you dodged a bullet with the people, but you want to hang out with them again.
Dodged a bullet isn't... Like, getting into a relationship with somebody and being friends with somebody are two whole different things.
Right.
All right.
Okay. So there we go.
So I could be friends with somebody and be like, woof, dodged a bullet there.
First of all, I don't think that me having a conversation with somebody... is necessary when they want to pick a fight.
What?
I think that's being adult. When somebody wants... And it, listen, why are you telling me Happy Thanksgiving if you don't want me to respond?
I think they wanted you to respond.
I did.
Okay.
And then there had to be a conversation.
Because they felt like you had been ignoring them, I guess.
Who cares? Don't they have other things going on?
Apparently that was bothering them. Otherwise, I don't know what to tell you.
No, it wasn't bothering them because I brought that up. I said, I'm sorry that you were uneasy. Let you put your mind at ease. I'm not angry with you. And they said, well, my mind was not uneasy. And then they turned around and said, I was bothered. So, what? Do you read what you're writing?
You could have just responded and said...
See, that's one of those situations I look back on, and I think I should not have done that now. I just should not have said anything. I just should have let it go. Happy Thanksgiving.
I don't think, no. I think you should have just responded and said, you know, I don't want to talk about this. I feel like we've had this conversation a lot of times, or, you know, multiple times. You could have done that, but you just didn't respond.
Why does it matter? This person is not my problem.
I understand.
So it doesn't matter.
Well, apparently it does to them. Doesn't matter if it doesn't matter to you. It matters to them. They care about
it. They told me it didn't matter to them.
Well, apparently. But then they said that did.
You know, I've always said if this person just got on some really good medication, they would be far better off in life.
I don't think.
Some good therapy would do them
I don't think they
very
need,
good.
I don't think they need medication.
Why do they want to be friends if they're so negative?
I think they just feel like you're negative.
Then why do they want to be friends?
I don't know. Take that up with them.
Let me be negative.
I don't take that up with them.
It's just them. I get along with everybody else just fine.
Yeah.
Oh, you have doubts about that?
I mean, I don't know. I've never seen you deal with the majority of people.
Well, they're around, aren't they?
Yeah, but I mean, like, people, I mean, you have to deal with people.
Have you ever seen me have a bad interaction with somebody?
You live in a society.
I'm saying, have you, you have been around a while now. Have you ever seen me have a bad interaction with somebody?
Bad interaction like what?
Oh, jeez.
I need guidelines.
Like a negative conversation, like a bad negative conversation.
Like, I don't know. I mean, like, I don't think so.
Have you ever seen me yell at somebody? Have you ever seen me get frustrated with somebody?
I've seen you get frustrated with people. I don't want to say.
Well, go ahead and say it.
I don't know about that.
What's the name begin with?
I think I'd give it away.
Well, write it down. I want to know who I was frustrated with. This is covert stuff.
No, I think it's...
Let's see.
Yeah.
Who? Oh, no, that's not frustration.
I don't know.
No, no. That's not even a big thing at all.
I don't know.
I don't even know what the frustration would be there. I'm talking about, like, a friend or somebody you see. You're talking about... I've probably seen that person twice in my life.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's a coworker I know who doesn't like you very much.
Oh, that's okay. I don't mind that.
he's a funny fellow.
Who's that?
The big one.
Oh, yeah, but see, I know that. I'm aware of that.
Well, yeah, I think everybody's aware of
that. Yeah, but I like that. That's fun for me. But see, now there's one of those situations again. He can't stop talking to me. If he really disliked me that much, why doesn't he stay away?
Because I think he just likes to argue.
Exactly. I don't think he really dislikes me, or else why would he keep coming around?
Oh, I don't know. I think there have been times where he gets a little upset.
I think he gets frustrated because of the things I say to him, but I do that. He knows it.
He gave me a Bible.
There you go.
He gave me a.
He didn't give me a Bible.
He gave me a red letter edition Bible.
Well, good for you. Yeah. I don't think he likes you very much either. Matter of fact,
he doesn't.
Oh, so there you go. He doesn't like you either.
See, because. I won't bring it up because I'm sure it'll bother somebody. But I've had conversations with him,
and he doesn't like you.
He does not like me very much.
So why would you bring that up? You act like this person is not liked by a lot of people. A matter of fact,
I don't dislike him. I like to.
Oh, that's such a cop out.
I like to poke fun at him.
That is a cop out when you say I don't dislike him. You know he dislikes you.
Yeah.
But he still talks to you. And yet, you know you'd rather not talk to him, but you do it because you have to.
Oh, no. I go out of my way to poke fun at him.
That's all I do.
So, I guess in a way, I'm the bully here. I mean, it's valid, I guess.
I say things to him that I know will tick him off.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, that's I do too. Which is
right.
So it doesn't necessarily surprise me when he gets upset.
But you gotta find. But you don't like this person either, and you've said it outright. The name you wrote down.
No, I don't dislike
them. Oh, that's not true.
They just don't.
That's not true.
I just think they don't make a whole lot of sense sometimes.
And what have I said any different than that? There you go. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, man, he sounds like one of those religious do-gooders that are trying to tell you don't live your life right.
Well, he's an interesting fellow. I like him. He's a fine fellow.
Oh no! I mean, in his defense, I did say that I was like going to buy a Bible, and he's like, I got a whole box of them in my car. He bought a whole box for some reason off of eBay or something, and he gave me a free Bible.
Give everybody for Christmas gifts.
I mean, I don't mind. Like, I'll read it at some point or another. I don't mind.
I know somebody
it's interesting.
Did that one time for Christmas. Gave everybody Bibles.
I got a book for Christmas last year.
Yeah.
What, Playboy?
it was 1945 under the Nazi occupation.
Do you think that I should have responded to clear this up? Do you think that I should have responded when somebody says something negative?
It depends on what they say negative.
They want to pick a fight. I know they want to pick a fight. I know that's
sometimes
what they're.
If somebody is trying to get to you. You're better off just ignore them. my older brother used to try to get me upset because I could get him upset so easy. And then I don't care if I was madder than hell about something he said. I wasn't going to let him see what I was upset. He wasn't going to get the reaction to me. I wasn't going to say, Mom, tell him to shut up.
Well, see, in this particular situation, I forgot that
the
this
siren's
was
going by here.
I hear that. I had forgotten. I had forgotten we had even had this negative moment. So when the Happy Thanksgiving came along, it was like a month later. And I thought, oh, okay, well, I'll say Happy Thanksgiving.
You didn't respond for a month? I think you left that part out.
You wanted to bring you over a plate of food, didn't you? You're too lazy to fix your own turkey.
I said Happy Thanksgiving to
did
the person.
Did you call your mom for Thanksgiving?
I certainly saw my mom on Thanksgiving. Yes, I did.
Well, that's good.
Isn't that nice?
There's more. I wonder what next going on around here.
Oh, well, be safe.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. I think I'm right here, and I don't care what people think.
I
handled that the way I wanted to handle it, and if they're angry, well, too bad. You can't make everybody happy.
You ever got to sleep on something?
No.
Or are you not a fan of sleeping on it?
No, I don't. I can deal with it right there.
Oh, no, I like to sleep on things.
I knew.
I feel like if I deal with them right then, I'm not.
No, I'm in control.
I can think it out better tomorrow.
No. When I got that, I knew I was not going to respond to that message because I knew it was negative, and I knew what would have happened because I would have responded and I would have said, "No, that's wrong. That's not what happened."
You could have just.
Right, but I don't want to do it. No,
because
leave it alone.
Then you started the argument.
What? I was going to say, you're right. That's all they want to hear is you're right.
I don't want to talk about it. We've had this conversation.
No, then it would have been a conversation about why don't you want to talk about it.
You can't just say, no, you're wrong.
Right, so I said nothing.
That's equally bad. And then for a month, apparently.
For a month. But then, what kind of psychopath then wishes you Happy Thanksgiving when you don't talk to him for a month?
One who's apparently upset that you haven't talked to him.
Exactly. What is that? That's some kind of needy nature right there.
No, you see, they were upset that you left him on red.
Oh, God. Oh, listen, if they, again, had some medication and therapy,
I don't think they need medication.
The times change, you know?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm the weirdo, but I'm not a fan of medication that changes your brain chemistry.
That's what I want to happen with certain people.
Brain chemistry changes?
Yep. I think it'd do them a whole world of good.
I think you can...
Why do we have to talk about things from years ago?
Who brought up stuff from years ago?
That's what this was. This was something brought up from years ago. I'm talking like 3 or 4 years ago this event happened. And they want to talk about it in 2025. And I don't want to talk about that in 2025. So I just did not...
It's an event?
It's something that happened.
Yeah, well, I mean... Three.
It wasn't a current thing.
Well, apparently they think you were wrong.
Right, and they wanted to argue about it, and I just did not respond. But yet they said Happy Thanksgiving, so in the joyous nature of the season,
I
responded.
You ever just considered, like, if you really didn't want it to be that, like, I mean, you're the one who just told everybody to lie to people who say, I love you.
No, I'm just the only honest person in the world.
I think what you should do then...
You people are all lying, and you know it.
You're lying.
You just don't want to look bad.
You should have just got on the phone there and said, you're right. It's no sweat off your back. You don't have to do any heavy lifting.
It takes five seconds to say you're right. No, because this
you
person...
You can even be lazy and say you are right.
No, because that's just what this person wants to hear.
Problem solved right there.
No. Because then it'll be that way forever. And everything we talk about for the rest of our lives, I'll have to say that I'm right to her just to make her happy. And that'll... No, we can't do that because she's not right all the time. And that's...
You're right all the time.
No, I certainly am not right all the time.
I think that this person thinks that you think you're right all the time.
Well, see, that they're wrong about that. See, they're even wrong about that.
Well, I think that, I don't know. I mean, I think that that person thinks what they think.
It's a hostile friendship.
They
lie to me about stuff all the time.
Lie.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, well, see, that's what you don't...
Like, you know, spray tan next door? They've been lying to me about that for years. And you see, but I don't get any slack for that. And you know that's true, but they will absolutely lie about it. They will absolutely lie. So why are they any better than I am?
Because they're lying about something that's superficial. It doesn't really matter.
The things I'm lying about don't matter.
I don't know. I think telling somebody you love them matters.
No, it doesn't. You move on.
I mean, I guess.
Fine. I loved them in the minute. Does it make you feel better? When I said it, I meant it. I just don't mean it anymore.
I don't think that's how that works.
It's like when somebody's going off to surgery. You say things that maybe you wouldn't say on a normal day.
I don't know. I think, I don't know many people who have had surgery, but I remember having surgery.
If somebody's going off in a life or death surgery, people will say things that they would not say before.
I think the only thing that was said to me that wasn't said the entire time I was at the hospital is it wasn't even like anybody I know. It was literally a nurse, and she hit me with, "Are you scared?"
You know, that reminds me of the Hall of Fame. That's what I kept getting at the Hall of Fame. Are you nervous? Nervous? You nervous? You nervous? You nervous?
Yeah, that's right.
Same. I wasn't until about the 17th time that you people were asking me about it. You got like a guy out there with a bat that's going to hit me as
yeah,
I go down
should,
to the...
Should I be nervous? Am I going to get body slammed out there?
See, here's where I think, I think my life has been particularly good since certain people were no longer a part of it. But I can't predict that things are going to be good because certain people leave. But I look at it now, and I think had they still been around, I would have had, things wouldn't have happened the same way. Because they would have had to have been a part of it. And that's all I'm saying. That's not their fault. That's not my fault. That's just the way things are. So I think things are better now than they were then. But at the time, I didn't know things were going to get better when they were no longer around. I just in retrospect, I realize now.
But sure, I mean, I can get behind what you just said.
There
but,
you go.
But no, but
thank you.
No,
I'm right.
You see, but,
that's it.
But,
check mark.
No,
check
but,
me.
No,
we're
but,
done. We're out of time.
No, but you're,
show's over
no,
tonight.
But you're,
all right. All right. We're done.
No,
we're out of time. Sorry, we can't get into it anymore.
No, but you're,
well, it's been a great show tonight. What do you got?
Go ahead. But you originally said that in hindsight, you realized that it was never really a good time. We were just lying to
compared to what it is
time.
Now.
That's not what you said.
Well, of course, everything's relative. Like, I'll tell you, now here's, like, last night, when I, was it last night? God, it's been a long day. When I was putting up the Christmas tree last night, I was looking for hooks, so I was really going through the Christmas tree boxes that I don't normally go through, and I reached into one, and I found an ornament of me and somebody else from, like, probably more than a decade ago. You know, it was like a big deal thing, you know. This person gave it to me for Christmas.
Oh, is this the one that the one person got upset about? So you like said you threw it away, but then you hit it?
Yes. So I still have this ornament. So I still see, and you realize, and I pulled out I still have it. There it is, but I don't put it on the tree. You see, but I pulled it out, and I still have it. And when I saw it, I said, "Oh, okay, that was a good time, but I don't want to go back there." And then
you don't go backwards.
No, because it's not. I wouldn't enjoy that now. At the time, I probably did, but now I realize I've had better times since I'm no longer. And then when the person told me to throw away the ornament, at that time I thought, well, this is a good time. But now looking back at that, I realize, probably not. See, layers.
You didn't even throw away the ornament.
No, that's how much I liked them. Not very much at all.
Yeah.
That person, listen, I'll leave you with this. That person who told me to throw away the ornament, everybody thinks they're all nice and sweet, and not only did they want me to throw away the ornament of the picture with the person from like 10 years earlier, but they wanted me to throw away an ornament with the person who I said Happy Thanksgiving to, who's still around in my life. They didn't like that ornament.
You'll have that. People are jealous.
Right. So I'm supposed to remember that with fondness and happiness?
See, but look, I mean, but I'm sure you've had negative experiences with a lot of people. You don't consistently always 100% of the time have positive experiences. So yeah, you had one, well, I assume many bad experiences, I don't know. But I assume you also have many good experiences.
Yeah, but I don't want to go back there. That's my point. I'm sure there were good experiences, but I don't want to go back.
Well, I mean, if this is the context of like a relationship, then yeah. I mean, like I said, I mean, I could be friends with people who I was in a relationship with previously. I can be friends with them and even say, "Woof, dodged a bullet."
Right. So you don't want to go. You realize now that at the time you thought that was the best choice, but now you realize probably not.
Well, but again, it's.
They don't say nice things about me, I don't think.
I had good times with them.
Is that a coping mechanism on their end?
What?
All I'm saying is somebody ran into one of these people recently and said that they looked very unhappy.
Maybe they're just having a bad day.
Maybe. Or maybe their life's in the toilet again. That's happened many times.
Maybe they just have RBF.
No. Because they've said they looked happy before.
Okay, well.
That's all I'm saying. And this person who I said, I'm sure we'll talk again, the person who I said happy Thanksgiving to, just I thought on the Thanksgiving Eve that was a bad time to pick a fight.
Well, I mean, I think the eve of any holiday or any holiday is a bad time to pick a fight.
Right.
I mean, that's not good timing.
And you know what? God bless her heart. She's fine. We've known each other a long time now. But, you know, come on. It's Thanksgiving Eve. Be nice.
I'd agree.
Yeah, so there you go.
Deal with it a different time.
Yeah, I had something else to say before we wrapped up. What's coming up on your show?
We're talking about football, a lot of football stuff.
Okay.
Yep. Talk about the Ohio State-Michigan game.
Well, Michigan's going to win. It's going to be the hand. All right, for this night, I'm out of here. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.